Hey everybody, welcome to the final episode of South of King's Landing, the Explosion Network's Game of Thrones after show. This week, we'll be talking about the season in a whole, all seven episodes. Me, Ash, Kieran, we'll be ranking, ordering least favorite to favorite episodes, and then at the end of the episode, we'll have an entire list. They'll say the unofficial, official Explosion Network favorite episode list, discounting Jack, Tom and Nick, who have also been on the show, whose opinions don't matter because they're not in this episode. So whatever, tweet at them. I don't care. It's fine. They can tweet out their own opinions about their favorite episodes and stuff like that if they so feel.
It's true.
Feel fit. That's true. And at the end of the episode, we'll just give a overview, review of the season, what we thought and stuff like that, and maybe some brief prediction kind of stuff towards the next season or what we think next season could be about. But all right, so we're just going to jump into it. We're just going to go through. I'm going to go Ash, Kieran, me every time. We're going to start at the least favorite, get to the favorite, why that episode's so bad to you, why the episode's mediocre, why the episode's good. So kick it off, Ash. Your least favorite episode.
Least favorite episode, the premiere, Dragonstone, episode one. It was just sort of, in hindsight, it was just sort of setting it all up, and it wasn't really anything interesting happened in that episode. Just sort of there. Wasn't very memorable at all. It's probably the least memorable of all the episodes. Oh, well, that's except for the one exception of Ed Sheeran singing in the forest. It's the only memorable thing from that episode.
Oh, the favorite episode. That, where did you have Dragonstone on your list, Kieran?
Where do I have Dragonstone on my list? Dragonstone is number four on my list.
Ooh. Number four. I have it at number two, as in number six.
Oh, like I have it like midway. It's like halfway up on mine. Okay. So
that's interesting. So me and Ash are close to opinions on this one, I suppose, because it's my second least favorite episode. It was just like kind of a. Like the season kicks off and you have you wait so long between seasons and then it opens with the Walder Frey thing and then you watch it all and then it's just like. More and more setup of stuff. It's like, we're just going to set up heaps of stuff. And like, by the end of it, you're like, we spent 5 to 10 minutes talking to Ed Sheeran. Like, couldn't we have been doing
something?
Literally anything else. Like, I don't know if you heard, guys, but you're only doing like 6 more episodes after this. And we spent 10 minutes talking to Ed fucking Sheeran about nothing for no reason. Hey. Fuck.
He sang really nicely.
He did.
Yeah, but it's not good content. It's not good for the episode. It's not great. So yeah, I'm with you. Why is this one higher up on yours, Kim? Why you got it at number
for four? Me, just looking at my notes for it, I really enjoyed the opening scene with the phrase. I thought that was an awesome way to open the season. Yeah. I thought that was awesome. I really liked the scene with the Hound and the Men Without Banners with going back to the house where the Hound had slaughtered those two people. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed that throwback. It wasn't an expected throwback. So I thought that was a really good progression for that character. I think my only con is I really hated, and I didn't like it the whole season, I didn't enjoy the last time on Game of Thrones stuff at the start of each episode. Just because...
Yeah, it's like so long and it spoils stuff.
It spoils stuff. Like, that the Hound stuff... Yes, I understand that some people may have needed to be reminded, but I think it took a bit of that surprise away from me of watching that moment and really enjoying that scene for what it was and what happened there for him. So,
yeah, fair enough. All right, well, what's your least favorite?
My worst episode is actually episode two, Stormborn, because for much the same reason, in my personal opinion, a lot of that was more set up and more. Moving chess pieces into places for later in the season. I really liked, for me as a viewer, Arya really saved that episode because I feel like even though it was Arya going back and seeing Hot Pie again and meeting up with a direwolf again in that random scene, which I thought was it was really nice for that kind of progression of these two characters, Arya and her wolf, have gone... very different, and just to see their growth, it just emphasized that growth.
Yeah, that scene when I first watched it, like I remember when we talked about it on the show, like when my initial reaction as watching it, I was like, I don't know what this scene doesn't make any fucking sense, like what's going on. And then when I read more about it and kind of got it explained to me, like the whole, like the line she says, which means like her and a dire wolf. I was like, oh, it's really symbolic and stuff. And I really, like, I changed my opinion of it. So,
which I really liked. Yeah. I guess for me, yeah, it was a bit more of a setup in the episode than I like. I feel like it was a lot of, are we going to go places? Aren't we going to go places? And then it was all decided by the end of it. And then also Theon massively upset me that episode. So, because that was the episode where he jumped off the goddamn boat.
Jumps off and leaves.
He needs to be redeemed again. He needs to redeem himself
again.
Yeah, we get to...
Again.
Where'd you have this one on yours?
Mine's at number 6. So just one more. That was my next one.
Yep.
Yeah, again.
It's good when this happens because,
I think we're all sort of on the same thing.
Which one was this for you?
I have it at number 5.
Okay.
So
5, 6, 7.
Yep.
Either way, it's in the bottom 3 of all of our lists.
Yeah.
I put it above my least favorite for reasons I'll get to in a moment, and then Dragonstone was my. I was like, it's a little bit better than the first episode to me. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just it's fine. More stuff happens. I was like, it's fine. Set up. My least favorite episode, it. May annoy some people, I suppose. Beyond the Wall. I hated it. The more I thought of it, as the weeks progressed, I hated it. More and more, I just hated it. I was like, it is the definition of this season to me is that episode, which is, it is just so much nonsense. And I remember re-watching it, like, the next week on Fox or whatever, they have the previous week on before the episode starts airing. And I'm just like, I sat down and I started watching it like halfway through, right at the point where they're on top of the hill and they see like the group of walkers. And then he's like, well, wait them out. We'll see what's happening. And then the scene just cuts and then they're just ambushing him. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It doesn't make any sense. Like, why? And then it's just the whole waiting there scene. And then it's all very cool. Like, lots of cool wallpaper material, I suppose. Lots of cool fan moments, especially, like, as they're walking along and, like, all this stuff. Mm. But that's what it is. Like, this whole episode is the definition of Season 7 to me, which is a whole lot of, like, fan fiction bullshit happening most of the time. And to the point where I'm like, the writing in this season is the worst it's ever been, as far as I'm concerned. And so many definitions of crap happening this season. Just nonsense. Just characters making stupid decisions that don't even seem right. It just seems like bad writing. Like the whole, that, I just don't know. So I presume does someone have this at number 1 or something? Like, is someone going to chuck that? Where you got it, Ash?
Yep, I've got it. I've got it. I've got it as number 1.
Yeah.
Mine's at number 4.
Ooh.
Ooh. So we're all... Ooh.
Ooh, it's spread.
Ooh, like
that's
bottom,
spread.
Middle. That's pretty good. That means it's a polarizing episode, some would say.
Yeah.
It's a divisive episode. So...
I mean, it's a fun episode, but it's definitely got problems.
You're going to sit...
I'm going to sit on the fence.
If we get Kieran to say why he loves it so much... And then you sit between what I just said and what Kieran's about to say. That's Ash.
Yeah, pretty much.
So why do you love it so much?
Why do I love it so much?
And you can't just say the complete opposite of everything I just said.
No, I love it because it's... Well, I have one point that's the opposite. As a fan and as somebody watching through Game of Thrones, I've loved this season for being off on building characters and building moments earlier in the series that have led to this. So I really enjoyed that is fan fiction-y crap, as you put it. I really love those interactions between characters.
Fucking D&D master over here.
Pardon?
D&D master over here enjoys the fan fiction.
I really enjoyed those characters coming together. The interaction between them, especially that the polar bear scene. Oh, I thought that was awesome. And interesting because it lends itself to other things that could potentially happen. I think Daenerys finally realizing and actually seeing White Walkers was a really big turning point for the season. And actually, you know, I feel
that
for Jon
cool,
Snow.
But...
I feel for Jon Snow. He's the drunk homeless person with a tinfoil hat
on,
drunk idiot, raving about UFOs. He is that man, and somebody's finally believing him that matters. The poor guy. So, and then the whole stuff with the dragon, that the dragon was killed. It put more danger on the Night King and built the Night King up as a better, more dangerous enemy than some people might have previously.
Olympic throwing arm. Pardon? Fucking legend.
Yeah,
Olympic throwing arm, but for some reason doesn't throw the spear at the dragon on the ground in front of him.
Just 360 no scope.
But chucks it at the one up in the air.
Because it's much more impressive.
It was so much more impressive. So he did that. He was like, I'm going
to... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know war's about impressing people. You're sorry. I'm sorry. You're completely right.
And you just... He did that, and then that twist at the end of him waking the dragon up and the dragon...
Which they shouldn't have shown. Like, to skip... Just as a side note. Especially by the time you get to the next... The big reveal when the dragon comes out in the end
the
episode.
The final episode.
Imagine if we hadn't
seen... Would have been,
that imagine
last scene would have
yeah,
been...
Yeah, that is a good point.
That last scene would have been more
it would have been
badass,
so much cooler. It would have been, like, when it came out, because as soon as they stop and they show the wall, us as an audience, we're all sitting there like, where's the dragon? Like, because we know it's going to happen. Like, there's no one that was, like, surprised. Right, there's probably some slower people that were surprised that he was riding the dragon. But the rest of us who could put, it's like, the reason they have the polar bear is so they can basically build up to the point that he's going to control the dragon. They put that in there basically for that. I suppose. That's like the foreshadowing of that, more or less. And then as soon as they show the dragon coming back out, they start its eye light up. It's like, okay. And then as soon as we get to that episode, the dragon comes out. And I wasn't surprised. That scene wasn't as epic to me as it would have been. Like, I wasn't sitting on my couch like, oh, but yeah. I reckon if I never knew, I would have been like, oh, this fuck, like, the dragon's back to life.
Yeah. I do see that, anyway. But yeah, I still love the episode. And it continued the hashtag she wants to get snowed in, as Daenerys and Jon Snow continue to have that that tension.
I don't think that was a... Was that a real hashtag? Or?
That was a hashtag that, you know, I created.
Oh, sorry.
Hashtag...
Did you actually tweet it or anything? Or did you,
I don't
was
think
it just
so.
In our
I
group
I,
chat?
I forgot that it was in our group chat.
It was just a hashtag in his head. It wasn't even in our chat. Ash, do you have anything to... Do you have anything to add to why it's like just the mediocre number 4?
It's... Yeah, this is the culmination of all the time travel-y, fast travel shenanigans
Black
that we've had problems with all season. I mean, it's but they're all together and it's so cool and they're fighting the White Walkers. I mean, at a certain point, you've got to look
you've
past
You've got to give in
problems.
To that hype. You have to give
yeah,
in
it,
to
it's
that.
Hard not to live in that moment. You get caught up in it, I think. So it's hard not to rank it higher because of that. It's like
that
a bad action movie that you look back on and you go, oh, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. But
really
you love it
fast
anyway.
Runner. Good on him.
Yeah.
Good on you, Gendry.
Fair enough. Yeah. Really, good on you, Gendry, old mate.
Yeah, where is he now?
What's your...
My number 6 was Stormborn, which we've talked about.
Yep, so we had that. So what's your number 5 then?
My number 5 is The Queen's Justice, which is episode 3.
Mm. Episode 3.
Yeah, again, yep. I just felt like the season sort of built slowly. Obviously,
very slowly.
The end of this,
but
episode,
very fast at the same time. Everyone's moving fast.
Yeah, but
not a lot's happening.
Yeah, I mean the best. Obviously, there wasn't much happening until the very end when the twist occurs, where they reveal that they weren't at Castle Rock; they were at Highgarden the whole time. Or attacking Highgarden.
Ooh,
so that's probably why it's ranked a bit higher than the other two episodes.
I like seeing her depth. I had the Queen's Justice as number 3.
I had it as
obviously
number 5 as well.
Yeah.
Number what? 5?
I had number 5 as well.
Oh, you're too tired? All right, well, 5-3, whatever, it's fine. I really liked the Margaery scene at the end of the episode.
That was my favourite scene of this episode.
Elena.
Thank you. Overall, as an episode, this is the first time, especially like watching it in... what did you say, Ollie?
Elena.
Elena.
What you said Margaery. Natalie Dormer.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Completely different.
What if I miss her. R.I.P.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Margaery.
This was like the first episode, because 1 and 2 wasn't big fans of, but 3 just like, it just stands out still in my mind as just the first time first episode was like, I'm happy with that episode. Yeah. Like, I was just like overall like, that was a Game of Thrones level episode of stuff happening and stuff I was interested in the entire time. Didn't feel like there was any throwaway scenes. Nothing really pissed me off. Stuff like that. So, and just a lot of this season is just full of scenes that I'm just
but
like,
this episode had the
like,
scene.
And it starts.
Yeah. This episode had the scene with Bran and Sansa underneath the tree.
Bran ruined this episode for me. Bran is why this episode is so far down for me. God
damn.
He
annoys me. His character annoys me, but I can't I decided I can't hold it against the show because it's just his fucking character, and I can't hold it against the actor because
it's the, like, character.
The actor's been fine up until this point.
Exactly,
so he's been directed to,
like,
do the character that way.
It just feels like a real sudden change. Feels like a sudden change.
Especially, it felt
a sudden change because I don't know if you've heard, but he's a three-eyed raven.
I have.
He seemed perfectly fine in the first episode, though, when they let him through the wall. He seemed all right then.
Yeah. He seemed
fine.
Then
he walks into Winterfell and he's like, I saw you get raped on your wedding night.
Yeah, I saw you on your wedding night. And it's like, what? What?
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah. He just ruined it.
I quite enjoyed seeing them all together because the Arya Sansa stuff I liked. It was really weird the first time watching it. By the time you reach the end of the season, I think, like, thinking back on these episodes, having them be really weird towards each other kind of works perfectly with their whole building them up and then the big switcheroo with Littlefinger later. Like, if they had them be really happy, like, hug, like, oh, I'm so glad to see you, sis, like, off the get-go, and then suddenly did the switch the next episode of, like, oh, Arya's onto me. But from the get-go, they're like, are they okay? Like, are they all right? So they play that whole Sansa Arya stuff, I think. Because I was getting really annoyed with it around episode, what, like 5, 6? I was like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like, this is just bullshit. But, and then by the time you get to the last episode and you see Littlefinger, you're like, all right, fair enough. Like, it all paid off, yeah. Luckily. Like, it paid off for me. So, and I think it starts with this episode with doing the whole
My biggest
thing. They set in your mind.
With Arya and Sansa, that I really... Because Arya is my favorite character. The thing that...
Mine too. She nearly got ditched this season.
Yeah, she didn't have much. But the thing that... And I didn't realize it until somebody mentioned this after I finished the season off, was that Arya was dressed very similarly to Ned the entire way through. And I thought that was really cool. She's taken up that mantle and... She was her father's daughter, very much so. So
yeah.
Always was. Number 4, Eastwatch.
Yep.
Yep. It's great. I had it number six. How did we get
six?
Six.
How did that happen?
Where'd you have it? Two.
I had it two.
So I'm at 4. It's Kieran's. No. What'd you say?
I'm at
Kieran's
number
six.
Yeah.
And Ash is at 2, you're at 6. Well, that's just. That's all over the fucking place. Really? 6?
this ranking system's going to be all over the place.
This episode still stands out to me, and you can, like, I talked about it in an episode, didn't I? I was on that,
yep.
South of King's Landing, wasn't I?
Appreciate.
Yeah, where the shot of the dragon sitting on that rock, still that one frame is still, like, probably my favouritest, one of my favourite shots of the entire season, and I just want it as a high res wallpaper. So. You hate that scene because moments later she burns those people alive.
Oh, I think it's
dragon rock shot.
I think it's ridiculous that she killed both of them. I didn't understand that decision.
Why?
Whatsoever.
So does Tyrion. Neither does Tyrion.
Exactly.
Like part of
and that's
character.
Why. And I just don't understand. I'm like, why? Why are you doing that? That's stupid. You're gonna. I don't know. Danny is a character. Is really frustrating. Really frustrating, yeah. Sometimes. Because she's so up and down on, like, I'm going to kill everyone that doesn't like me. I want everybody to like me. And then it's just this...
I think, yeah. I think her thing is that she, in her mind, she has it down. Like, she's like, oh, this will be way easier. Like, as the seeds progress, she's like, I'll free slaves. I'll be really nice to everyone. Like, everyone will just get along. I'll go over there. I'll kill the bad people and everyone will love me or whatever. I'll just kill the queen. And then slowly as the seasons progress, she finds being the whole queen thing, like, a lot harder and realizes it's not, like, black, white answers. Like, do this, don't do that. Like, just help these people, don't do that. Blah, blah, blah. And especially do the whole stuff with, like, in Meereen when she had to deal with, like, the uprising of the, what were those people called? The faceless, like the people who wore
the harpies
or whatever. You remember when they had
the harpies?
The harpies and stuff like that. Like, that's when all this
shit
starts.
The thing is, for her previously,
because she finally has to start making
the
some
hardest
big,
part of
hard
her
decisions.
Reign, she had flown off and, like, just abandoned Meereen and was like, I'm gone. See ya, Tyrion, deal with things. She frustrates me. That scene ruined the episode for me.
Why did you like this one so much, Ash, then?
Gendry. It finally paid off.
Really?
And that
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gendry's this. Yeah.
And Davos doing all these good stuff, and then finally
that was gonna be my other point. Davos. Yeah.
Yeah. And then finally getting to the wall and that last scene where they're all walking out in the snow, that might be one of the best shots in the whole series.
That's my highlight. Yeah, my highlight is like that A-Team Avengers moment where it's just like the team's together.
The Magnificent Seven shot.
Yeah.
Of them walking out. Yeah. Really cool. The Davos stuff is still some of my favorite stuff this season too, because it's like... I love that scene of just him being him. Like, still. Just because it's still just the only time we've actually just seen him being... not the guy we know, like this, the Hand of Kings and all this sort of stuff. It's just like the smuggler being the smuggler. And it was just really cool to see. And then we get Gendry back, and then Gendry fucking smacks someone in the face with a hammer. And it was really cool. So
yeah. And this is where it became obvious that Jon and Dany wanted to get together. This is where the looks really started. Yeah.
Even though we have tension deniers in our ranks at the network, this has been going on the entire, like... a good part of the season, the looks have been happening.
Yeah. It started when she took him...
I'm single for a reason.
He took her into the cave. I mean,
the cave, they were just undressing each other with their eyes. Longing looks.
I will be single for my life. Because if a girl ever looks at me like that, I'll be like, oh, I'm glad she's like my friend. That's cool. Dylan, she's got the hots for you. No, she
doesn't.
You just don't be stupid.
No. She's the mother of dragons.
Ash, what is your number 3?
Mine is Spoils of War. Have we talked about that yet?
No.
This is the one with the Attack on the Lannisters.
This is the Attack on the Lannisters.
This is the Attack on Lannisters episode.
This is number 2.
I have it in the number 1.
You have a number 1?
Yeah.
Yep.
That last scene, man. That last scene.
Yeah, that last... I mean, it's
I had a lot of problems with this episode at the time, but then, like, looking back, I'm like, that battle stuff and everything like that was still just, it's way better than any of the Beyond the Wall drag and stuff and whatever else for me. So, I don't know. It's fine. Apart from the Jaime stuff at the end. It's the only part that pissed me off.
Why would you
write it? Well, that was only in hindsight, only the next week that it was ruined.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. So, it's only in hindsight. Yeah, at that time, I was like, he's dead, he's fucked, like, blah, blah, blah. Next episode, Bronn just fucking pulls him up with one little pinky finger with all that armor on, drags him out of the water, like, no worries. No worries, you're perfectly fine.
Bronn's the man.
Okay, it doesn't ruin this episode, though.
Yeah, Bronn is the best. Strength.
All right, so why do you have this one so high, Ash? Why do we all have this one so high?
It's a great episode. I mean, Arya and Sansa get back together. There is that awkward scene where she's with the guards, but yeah, we can let that slide.
That's a bit. I laughed in that scene, so to be fair.
Yeah. I do like.
Weird scene. Waste of 5-10 minutes or whatever it is. However, that did make me laugh, so.
I did like the Bran Littlefinger scene where he calls him back.
Oh my god, Bran did something good. The only good Bran moment. Calls him back on his Chaos as a
ladder line.
Was it the ladder line? Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
that was pretty great. Cool. And the look on Littlefinger's face, it was priceless. So, almost the best look of his face this season. Almost.
No, yeah, not
almost,
quite.
Almost. Yeah. I also had it down because of the Arya Bran and Tarth fight. Because.
Yeah, which if you go on YouTube and watch that lightsaber fight if you haven't yet.
Yeah, you should.
The better
it's pretty great.
It's pretty good in the show, but it's even better with lightsabers.
Just, you know. It's really satisfying to see this kid that everybody sees the kid in Westeros that has gone away and learnt all this stuff. Comes back and he's just like, hey, I'm a total badass.
Kicking ass.
I can.
She's the biggest badass.
She's the biggest badass in the series. So. It's just like, what up? I'll just destroy you all.
Because everyone else, anyone else that's, you can be like, oh, like, John's a badass here, blah, 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 blah. It's like, they've always kind of just been, like, good at whatever else. But she's gone from, like, no skills and now she's a fucking ultimate assassin who can fucking, like, one hand take on a knight. Oh, yeah.
He's just... The person that defeated the Hound has been defeated by Arya. It's like...
Well, it was a draw.
I think... No, Arya had it.
If that was a real fight...
Arya would have not... Yeah.
Well, that's because Brienne would have held back.
No, if that was a real fight, Brienne would have...
Because she had an oath.
If that was a real fight, Arya would have snuck up and stabbed her.
Exactly. Just would have stabbed her.
That's true.
Just freaking... You know?
She's like, oh, here comes... What's her manservant's name? Whatever he's...
Podrick.
Pod. Oh, here comes Pod. It's not Pod. It's Arya.
Stab.
Dead.
Exactly.
And then took her
also,
face.
Question. Because it's never fully explained what her... Like, how the face stuff works.
Don't know.
So, if...
She grows and
if she... Like, does she grow? Would she be the size of Brienne of Tarth? Yeah, if she puts on Brienne of Tarth's face?
Yeah. She would. That's how it works, yeah.
Because Walter Frey must have been taller than her, right?
Yeah. So she grows. Yeah. She puts on stilts and stuff like
she puts
they never
on
really
stilts.
Explain it. It's even
she has
stilts
some
ex- or magic.
She uses their legs. She gets six extensions.
Yeah. She uses their legs.
I don't know if I need to know, to be honest. Like, this show's got really worse and worse.
I mean,
as
that,
the season's
if that's the thing that you
so
you're saying isn't realistic in this show.
And there's dragons.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Yeah. I'm not gonna nitpick.
As long
this,
as she doesn't take Bran's face, because she doesn't want to use Bran's face.
It's
legs.
Magic. I don't like to see that. Either.
They made a wheelchair for him. That was nice.
So,
is that
your number?
I have to ask: is that wheelchair like electric or something? Because I never see him like moving the wheels.
No, because he never moves.
I don't believe it is. No,
he's never moved. Like, every time he's in the wheelchair, he's already in the spot he's needed to be.
Yeah,
maybe that's why
it's
the
like,
actor is so terrible.
It's like
terrible.
The chair's there and the actor sits down in it. And
maybe the actor's part of the prop and he gets just
even
shut away.
Even though he got that chair specially made, it's like here's this special wheelchair. For you. If you could just figure out how to
move around,
fucking use it, that would be great. So your number two, Kieran, by my predictions, is the dragon and the wolf.
No, my number two is Spoilers of War. Number three for me is Dragon and the
so
Wolf.
So your three is a dragon and a wolf. Yeah.
Yes.
There we go. Wait, so Ash has it at...
Number one.
One?
Yes.
There we go. Okay, well, Ash.
Ash.
It was just the culmination of so much. I mean, the White Walkers finally got to the wall and broke it all down. All these people at the Dragon Pit come together that they haven't been together at all through the series. And then you finally have Littlefinger getting his... Oh, it's so good.
That was the best scene.
That was so satisfying.
The show. Yeah.
It was.
The most
especially
satisfying
like,
thing.
You can watch it over and over and over. No matter how many times I've seen Arya cut that guy's throat and just turn and walk away, like drop.
Well, even just the look on his moment. Face when she says Lord Baelish.
It's so good. Yeah.
Even just like, just the fact that they've been building up this dagger for the entire series, you know that Arya's going to use the dagger to kill him. And then it happened, and just the smug little... Yeah.
They pay off a lot of things in this scene, especially because a lot of the Arya, Sansa, Winterfell shit this whole season has been really confusing. Like, why is that being mentioned? Why is this happening? Why is she being weird? Why is she being weird? What's blah, blah, why is this dagger being brought back up all of a sudden? And then it's all paid off in like that one scene. So
did,
you're like...
Did you guys feel it was earned, though?
Just because earlier in the episode... When there was the scene with Sansa and Lord Baelish, I was honestly thinking, I was sat up going, I can't fucking wait for this douchebag to die. I cannot fucking wait. I know,
well,
honestly, in my
did
head.
Did anyone predict this?
Into Littlefinger.
Did anyone predict it?
Pardon?
Did anyone actually think
no,
that
I
might
was
happen?
In my. Mentally,
I was
like.
100%. Like, Arya's walking in, I'm like. I hope she runs away. Like, what's who's going to save her? Like, what's like in my mind? I was 100% like Sansa's like dead set.
Man, she's going to have to kill all these guards. It's going to suck.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
I
like
was,
stuff like that. I thought
right. I can't wait for Lord Baelish to get his next season. Can't wait for that to happen next season. Yeah. And as soon as Arya walked into that room with all those guards, I'm like, Winterfell's going to be losing some guards because I'm excited to watch Arya take them all on, and. Neither of those things happened. So they punked me out really well.
Oh.
Yeah. Happy to be punked
Could
out,
they
though.
Punked you?
Happy to be punked
out. Happy to be punked
Good
out.
Good on you. I will say, in this episode, Cersei really bothered me. Cersei and Tyrion bothered me. For different reasons.
Really?
Yeah.
Obviously, Why? At the Go. End of that Cersei and Tyrion conversation, there's something cut out. Because
oh yeah, that they're saving for the last season, 100%.
There's something 100%. That's
looking
there.
All weird. Yeah. He's looking all weird on the boat.
It makes this whole episode and that scene like really weird because they cut something out to save it as a spoiler, like a big
reveal.
So like, if Tyrion's
real for next season, but it makes the episode weird.
Which I'm just like, Tyrion, man, you're one of my favorite characters. If you go and betray Dany, then
I don't reckon he betrayed her. He might have betrayed Jon.
Possibly. Or something. But that, doing that, and then in any other situation, prior to before her kids died, I think both times in that episode, I was like, all right, Tyrion's dead. Tyrion's just fucking dead. Tyrion's dead. He's fucking dead. And then that didn't happen. And then I was like, Jaime's dead. She's going to kill Jaime. Jaime's just...
I legit thought Jaime was gonna die, actually.
He's dead.
I was like,
he's screwed.
Because the guy, the mountain dude went to grab his sword or whatever. And I was like, oh shit, actually.
I'm like, okay, cool, shit. Ballsy. Shit. And then nothing happened. I was like,
it doesn't happen. And I'm like,
okay. I'm like, is she getting soft or?
I just feel like with her and family, it's like she's all talk.
Yeah. Suppose. Good point. Yeah.
But.
She's not going to actually kill him. Although I believe she would kill him.
I believe she killed Jaime. I definitely...
You killed my dad! Yeah, he was taking a shit, you fuck. Like,
fucking stunk the place out. Like, ugh. He was banging my girl. Just all these things. So, those things kind of bothered me. And then Cersei's whole... Did she plan the entire time to be like, yeah, I'll help you guys, and then...
Yeah, I think... Just Cersei, I think.
Okay, Cersei.
I think that was a deal.
Alright, I can have... I can have the overall list. In just a second, I'm about to...
calculating it.
Official ranking system of the Explosion Network's Season 7. Right, yeah, Season 7. Nick confuses movies 8 on the website. Season 7, Explosion Network ranking. At number 7, we have Stormborn, which was episode...
Episode 2.
2.
Mm-hmm.
Is our least favorite.
Excellent.
Number 6 is Dragonstone, episode 1. It's our second least favorite. The Queen's Justice, at number 5, episode 3. So the bottom 3 episodes make the bottom three of our list. Number 4, Beyond the Wall, which kind of gets dragged down because I ranked it
at
the
bottom.
So lowly. Yeah.
That's
so
exactly where I put it.
Ash is
right. So it works out really well for you, actually. Yeah. So he's like, I'm quite happy with that the positioning of the Beyond the Wall episode. Number 3, we have Eastwatch, which was episode number 5. Number 2 is The Dragon and the Wolf, the season finale. Yeah. And our number 1 Exposure Network episode was The Spoils of War.
Can't argue with that. I mean, those top 3 episodes, probably some of the best Game of Thrones we've had. In a while.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really... Yeah. I mean, you can argue about the rest, maybe, but it's like... Spoils of War, Dragon the Wolf, and Eastwatch. Like, best 3 episodes. Most people would be like, that's decent, like...
Yeah, Beyond the Wall still.
So, overall, to end the episode, what was everyone's overall opinions on the season, quickly? Because I pretty much gave mine before.
You hate it. Game of Thrones is terrible, and...
I don't hate it.
Stop pandering to your fans!
I honestly felt there was at some stage, like by episodes 4, 5, whatever, I didn't have, like I have every other year, that big urge. Like I wasn't like pumped, dying, really excited for each week. Like I was like, I mean, I'm going to watch it. Like I'm still I'm looking forward to watching it, but I wasn't like, oh, I can't wait till Monday. Like I'm really, really excited for Monday. It just wasn't happening because I was just getting really disappointed. And maybe that happened to a lot of people. What's the season? Everyone hates season 5 the most, right? I didn't hate that season. Like, I know it was very slow and stuff like that, but I'll take the slow, meandering season 5 over the time teleporting, jumping season 7.
No.
To be honest.
No.
So, going into the last season, I'm actually worried. I'm legit actually worried if the last season's going to let me down majorly and if the show's going to end on a big... woof of just me being like, okay, that's nothing. That's just a whole letdown to me. I'm legit worried. And my biggest, the issue arises with, it feels like they're trying too fast to get to a certain position. It feels like they still need like an extra 1 or 2 seasons. And it also feels heavily like and it's very obvious, that they don't have the full book material to go off. And you can kind of tell they're more off script. And they're just doing it. Because they're just in make-it-up land, basically. I mean, I know they know where the show ends. Like, George apparently told them, like, this is the end point, how you get there. Here's, like, the general outline kind of thing. But they're just there. So, I don't know. This is probably my least favorite season.
Ooh.
No, it is my least favorite season. There you go.
Fair enough.
Don't know what my ranking of seasons is. Maybe we can do that at the end of the last season. God. We can rank all the seasons, but this is my least favorite season.
Let's do it.
Kieran.
I love this season for all the reasons you hated it. No, I love this season because for me, it was like a payoff. It was the last six seasons were getting us to this point. And we're finally getting to the climax and there's not many episodes, so they can't really fuck around anymore. And I think that's the problem with it, and that's why the fast traveling stuff is happening.
Teleporting.
Because they took too long getting to this point. Is probably why there's all this fast, because they've gone, right, we're only doing seven episodes of this one. And however many episodes of the next
six season. Of the next one.
Six, and they're I all going to be six. 2 hours long.
Yeah,
probably.
So they have to start doing fast. But I've loved all the character interactions and character moments that are being fulfilled from earlier in seasons, and these characters that we've been watching. Like, even though I dislike the character in many points of view, sometimes Sansa. And Arya, their growth throughout the seasons has been one of my favorite parts of this show. Because Sansa was a spoiled little brat at season one. And is
I hated her first couple seasons.
First couple seasons, she was the worst. It was.
But the last couple seasons, she earned her.
Yeah, she's like, hey, I realized what I did. You know, we're moving up in the world. We're getting.
Not saying she should have to go through what she did to
become a good person.
Earned her spot. But she was really annoying, little girl, at the start of the
She was show. Just her and the Joffrey stuff was the worst. But
yeah, and like picking on Arya, like even at the start, like picking on her younger sister and stuff like that, just watching it, you're like, don't like this girl. Like,
thanks. Arya, the character, just sums up how I feel about this show. That just the, like, whenever she does something that makes her a total badass, I remember the first time I got this feeling was at the end of season six when she killed Walder Frey. I was like, man, this is where we're at. This is what's going to happen next season. I'm so fucking excited. Everybody's coming back to Westeros. We're not going to be jumping all over the globe. And we're going to be doing... And it did. It lived up to my... It hyped me up. And yes, it had its moments and its things I don't understand. But on a whole, as a character, I felt like there was some reward for... As a character. I'm a character in Game of Thrones, people. No, as a fan, it... It gave me a bit of a pat on the back to say thanks for watching. So,
Ash, are you going to say this fits in about the middle? It's neither your favourite nor your least favourite.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair assessment. This season was very much about fan service, I think. I think it was a lot of reunions and bringing people together you hadn't seen before and answering a lot of questions. It was a season of payoffs for a lot of secrets that have been held for a long time and those sort of things. So... And it ended on a note that made me excited for next season, whenever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so quickly to go over next season.
Yeah,
I don't want to do like big predictions and stuff like that. We will do a big prediction episode before the season starts, if it actually starts next year. If it's not till 2019, then it'll be 2019. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be till 2019. But what? Off the top of your head, because for the last time of this season of South King's Landing, who's going to end up on the throne? How are they going to get there? And who's going to be alive by the time the show ends?
Well, I said last week, and it hasn't changed, that Jon is going to be on the throne with Dany. Man and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Got to keep that Targaryen bloodline strong.
Who's going to be dead then, looking at everything?
Ooh.
Is everyone else basically going to be dead?
Well, like, Cersei's definitely going to die.
Cersei's going to be dead. Night King's dead.
Yeah. Well, for that scenario to end
Theon
out.
Theon dead.
Yeah,
Theon. Sister dead. Uncle dead.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of main characters that are going to die, I think. All those characters you probably named.
They did the sweet fuck hole kill. They did sweet fuck hole killing this season. So
yeah, they were really restrained this season.
That's why.
They were very.
At the end of the season, I was so like, all right, this character's dead because they're in a situation where it looks like they're going to die, and they haven't killed anybody off yet. So
yeah, I think they want to keep all the people for next season. So they can die.
Kill them all. They don't need to pay.
My problem is I don't want to get to the point where next season there's going to be a major character death like every episode. Because then it's just going to
I'm pretty sure there will be.
Yeah. It's not like going to be major. It's just going to happen, I think. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's just what's going to happen. What do you, so, how about you, Karen? Who's ended up in the throne? Who's alive? How do they get there?
I think...
What's the story
you see next season telling? I think Tyrion's going to be on the throne.
Ooh.
As the last Targaryen.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to pull that theory?
Yeah, I'm going with that theory that there is a third Targaryen and it's Tyrion. And
oh, goodness.
I think he's just going to fuck everybody over. He's just going to put them in a...
Tyrion just suddenly goes complete arsehole.
I think he's been playing the long game. I think this is very much the long game.
Oh, God.
Like, I think
I'm
going
to hate this. I'm going to hate the character.
I will hate the character as well. I will hate the character as well, but... This is what I can see for that character is he has done everything in his best ability to get all the chess pieces on the board at this time so he can maneuver it. That'll be why, you know, he has that scene with Cersei. He might have been like, hey, I'll help you out to get rid of these people. And he's going to help Dany get rid of those. And he just hopes they kill each other. Just, you know, I'm interested. I just go for a wild card pick because I think it's too obvious and too... I think it's too much wishful thinking, Ash. I don't think Jon Snow can end on the Iron Throne. It'll be way too cliche.
It was the bastard boy who was actually of royal blood.
Way too cliche.
It's the Princess Diaries.
Way too cliche. If it ends like that, I'll be disappointed. Because it's like, well, this was obvious. Right.
What about you, Dylan? Because you started the season saying Littlefinger was going to end up on the throne.
How wrong I was.
Is that White Walker, Littlefinger, going to end up on the throne? Night King comes and resurrects him?
They should burn his body, that's for sure. That's one thing they should get on. At this stage, I honestly believe that it's no one that's in the show currently, is my answer.
Ooh.
And I'm not doing it as a cop-out answer, but I'm just like, I just reckon that either everyone who could be will end up dead or... they end up like not capable or they purposely put someone new on or they even if you want to go over the whole John and Danny have a kid thing and then like that the kid ends up on
because we fast forward
like that. I don't reckon,
flash forward
like epilogue it's their kid or something which I don't want to happen but like it's something at this stage I'm like oh, I could see that actually being
what
a
would
thing.
You would you think it's a terrible
I reckon
idea
it's someone we haven't seen
if the White Walkers won.
I'm open to this theory. However, I feel like they have 5 episodes to earn it, and I don't think they can. Because at the moment, if they just suddenly had them win, I'm like, okay, it's just kind of sadistic. Like, I don't feel like they've done enough.
Yeah.
Like, if you go online and read the theories as to like the Night King actually being the good guy and like all this sort of stuff, you're like, okay, cool. But they haven't done that in the show to the point where the average viewer would.
Understand
that, I suppose. So I don't feel like they can do that without earning it. And if he won and they do like make his character out and they pull a cool, they have 5 episodes or 5.5 episodes or whatever to pull that across to be like, oh, he's actually a good guy. Like everyone you know has been good.
So if like but did here's a special thing, episode if they, focusing on the Night King.
Like yeah, I think that
yeah,
would be
something
a,
like that.
Thing.
Yeah, which is the way That'd to go dope. About it if you want to go that route. But, and like, the whole idea that he's Bran,
no,
it's a nightmare.
It lines up.
It is a real nightmare.
Everything lines up.
It's
what
everything lines up.
All the Bran theories.
I don't know.
Just a lot of things.
So I'm going to say it's someone. Yeah, I'm just going to say that it's someone we haven't seen, and I reckon I'm going to say that most people in the show are dead by the end of the season.
Also, Kieran's ringer for the Iron Throne, Samwell Tarly.
Do you know the best theory that I've read all year that makes perfect sense to me is the whole Sam's the one writing the Game of Thrones thing? Have you read that?
Yeah, I have, and I do enjoy that.
Because they're like the spinning globe thing that the show comes through at the start of the opening titles is hanging up in the middle of the Maester's grand room there with all the books and stuff. And I was like, oh shit, that makes sense. That makes heaps of sense. Which means that Sam isn't dying. He's the only one that's left.
Which I'm glad, because Sam, like, I will give, like, line of the season for me to Samwell Tarly of after Bran's like, oh, I'm the three-eyed raven. And he's like, okay.
that's cool.
That's, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Just... Good on Sam.
My line of the season is in my least favorite episode, but it's still the Hound chucking the rock at the zombie fucking things there, and it just drops, and he goes, "You dumb cunt."
Yeah, and then he fucks it for everyone. So
that's my line of the season. Yeah, do you have a line of the season, Ash?
I think from the last episode when Theon says, "I've done things that
Yeah, and John...
Done things I regret.
John's like, yeah. You have.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. That was like a...
Yeah.
GIF moment.
Like, no shit. Yeah. All right. Well, being an interesting wrap-up. It was good to have... I feel like having us three do the wrap-up has worked out pretty well. We've had kind
of... Different views.
Like, across-the-board views on the season as a whole and the episodes, which is really good. Makes for great conversation, stuff like that. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for, if you've watched South of King's Landing, thank you for joining it for the last and final time this year. Be back for season 8, when it comes out in 2020 million or something.
Whenever
like
it happens.
That. They start filming it in October. They start filming it next month, guys. And it's supposed to be out by next year. No, that's not happening. I don't see that happening.
Unless they do
the
like.
Special effects are fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Don't forget to give the video.
It's going to take like at least 6 months to render.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure you're back here for the next season and stuff like that. Thank you once again for joining me, Kieran, Ash, Nick for one episode, Tom for one episode, and Jack for a couple episodes. It's been great. Hope you've all enjoyed it. And for the last time, bye-bye.
Throw.
That's not actually a thing. We're not actually doing
crow,
that.
Crow.
Crow.
We're not doing that.
But what happened to Gendry?
You fucking...
Dead? Did he die at the wall? It's important. Gendry could end up on the throne. He's got Baratheon blood.